Now, final caller is involved in some way with something I'm involved in tomorrow at the at Liverpool Museum, and it's Goody from Rochdale. Hello, Goody.
Good afternoon, Roger.
Very good afternoon to you. This is the Great British Story, isn't it?
That's right. I understand you're going to be involved as well.
I am indeed, yes. I'm sort of chairing the panel thing that takes place four times, actually, during the day.
Oh, right. And in addition to that, I also wanted to speak about the Transit of Venus event.
Oh, yes.
The first one happened 2004. There's another one happening next week, very early hours of Wednesday morning.
But it doesn't happen again for about another 100 years.
That's right, 115 years. Did you see the one in 2004?
No, I didn't, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's quite a rare event, and it's going to be taking place at the very early hours of next Wednesday. And Gerald Gilligan from Liverpool Astronomical Society has organised something at the Holt Plainfields, Sudley House Art Gallery, Liverpool, if anybody wants to get up in the very early hours at 4:30 a.m., pop along there. It's all free, of course.
Yeah, now, it's a peculiar alignment of the Sun and the Earth and Venus, isn't it? That's the issue.
That's right. The transit lasts just over 6.5 hours. It starts actually about 11 p.m. on the night before, Tuesday night. But, of course, the sun hasn't risen for us, so we don't see that. It pops up, the sun pops up in the morning at about 5, and by that time, the last hour or so of the transit will be visible from here. So if we do get good clear weather and can see the sunshine, the sunrise, we should be able to see the very small, tiny black dot of Venus against the bright red, the rising sun. Something worth looking at if you can make the time.
So what time should people get to Holt Plainfields?
Well, Gerard will be there from about 4:30 a.m. And that's 4:30 a.m. really.
Yeah.
And the whole event of the transit will be over by about 6 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a very early activity.
One thing I should warn people, you must not look directly at the sun, I'm told.
That's right. Now, usually, as you know, when the sun's setting and rising, you can actually get away with looking at it directly. It's not too dangerous.
Right.
And it's particularly interesting because the very first recorded event of somebody looking at this phenomena took place in 1639, and it took place for him here in the northwest, in Salford and Preston. And although possible that somebody would have seen it years before that, they probably certainly wouldn't have predicted it, probably didn't even know what it was they were looking at. So it's quite a rare event.
Right. Is it Sunday or Saturday morning? I can't remember. Is it Sunday morning you're talking about or Saturday morning?
On the Wednesday morning.
Sorry, it's not even Saturday or Sunday. Next Wednesday morning.
That's correct.
Right, okay, because I want to leave a note for this with the A-team. So it's Wednesday morning, 4:30, Holt Plainfields, and all the equipment that you need to see it and the way and the description of it, the understanding of it, will be explained by Gerard from the Astronomical Society.
Gerard, I've known for many years. He's certainly well informed with these things, and yes, I'm sure he'll be able to answer all questions on the day.
Well, so what's your involvement in the Great British Story tomorrow?
Well, I've done some research last year. Last year was the 50th anniversary of the very first human spaceflight, and the Soviet pilot, cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, made that trip on the 12th of April, 1961. 3 months after, he came to Manchester. And he came to Manchester at the invitation of the Amalgamated Union of Foundry Workers, which had its headquarters in Manchester. And he, Gagarin, had trained as a foundry worker before joining the Soviet Air Force, so there's an automatic link. And when he came, he was here for the whole day. A lot of people saw and indeed met him, but there wasn't much record of it, so I did some research and wrote a book about that visit. And as part of the Great British Story, I'm doing a talk about that visit in Manchester. I'll put some details on my astronomy website. It's a not-for-profit website, astrotalkuk.org.
Sorry, what is it? What's it called?
astrotalkuk.org.
astrotalkuk.org.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave that with the A-team as well. So I've got information there about all these things, in fact.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to speaking to Michael tomorrow, because he was, as you know, he's from Manchester, and he was here at the time. So I'm looking forward to sharing his memories of the event.
Yep, he's there, and he's taking part in the panel discussions. And it's not just discussions, actually. It's really interesting, quite interactive. They're going to... I'll explain it all to everybody tomorrow. I'm on time now, but turn up, it's all free. A great British story at the Liverpool Museum tomorrow.
See you there.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. See you there tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Shirt and tie, is it, Rog?
No, it'll be shirt and no tie.
Oh. Suit?
Probably. With a jacket off, I imagine.
Autographs till about 12 o'clock, probably.
No, I think Michael Wood will be the one.
Local, national and international news.